Yo, what up, On Deckers? It's another week. We're about to come at you with episode 255. This is the challenge episode. All those challenges out there, the latest Kiki, Are You With Me or Love Me joint. We're going over all that on a brand new episode of the On Deck TV podcast. Go check out all the shows from Realville Media at realvillemedia.com.
Yeah, man, all the shows include Full Sport Press Podcast. That's Jay Hove. That's Coach Locke over there sitting in. That's Big Jeff and Hal Weezy. Check out their latest episode, the NBA Draft Player Comparisons, all right? Also, Fresh for Dummies Podcast. That's me and my homie Jay Hove. We went over the history of hip-hop merch. Go check that out. And also, don't forget to subscribe to the Ladies Room to get their latest episode. Shout out to the ladies up there in New York holding us down. All right, but like Lou said, man, let's get to this challenge episode right about now. Do what the business is.
Another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Je m'appelle Animal Brown.
Oh man, you speak in French now.
Oui.
How long did it take you to I take it Paris was okay.
Shit. Yeah, Paris was lit. Holla at your boy Animal Brown, the Husky Vegan, aka Veggie Kravitz.
Veggie Kravitz.
Yeah, man. Shout out to my guy on IG for that one. Good looking. Oh yeah.
France, talk about France. We don't care about your vegetarianism, to be honest. Tell the world about France.
Hey, now Paris was cool.
How was it being a nigga in Paris?
That was cool, man. Went to the Jay-Z Beyonce show. That was good.
Good, not great.
It was great though. Like, it's just, it was weird. It was in an open stadium. You know how the soccer shifts be.
Yeah.
And daylight went on until like 10, so half of the show was daylight. It looked kind of weird. But like the stage and all that shit was dope. They filmed like enough for a movie to put in their little stage. That shit kind of dope though.
What you mean?
They filmed a lot of scenes and they have like cut scenes in between songs,
like stuff leading into the show.
Yeah, but it's it's a lot of shit. Like,
are they opening acts for Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Hell no.
They just come out and just shake.
They just come out and get straight to the business.
How long?
It was a pretty long show. I ain't gonna lie.
Is it all? I have questions. So, is it all collaborative joints with Jay-Z and Beyonce, or do they do their separate sets?
Oh, no, they do a couple of solos.
Okay,
they do some solos. Jay did "Song Cry," and that's when it had got dark. And he did "Song Cry," and the only thing that was lit up was the cell phones and shit.
And you cried?
Absolutely, 100%. That was the shit. But I was impressed though with the show, and I was like, I'm with my gal. I'm like, damn, they filmed a bunch of shit. She was like, yeah, Beyonce always do that. She been doing that. I was like, okay, my bad. I apologize.
Is your first Beyonce show?
Absolutely. And my first Jay show since 99. So it's been a minute. So I fuck with it. But Paris was good. Paris was expensive. That's one thing I learned.
It's expensive.
And it reminded me of New York. A lot of people, big subways. That's how everybody move around. But it was good. Was it who?
Cold.
Nah. It was hot. Hot as fuck. It was weather like this minus the humidity.
Gotcha.
It was cool though. I had a good time.
Jay did another verse on that "Song Cry." He added something to it. I heard it was just a regular "Song Cry."
Nah, that was a regular "Song Cry."
Huh. I heard he added something at one stop.
Y'all damn, I ain't get that.
Yeah, you got juked. Oh well,
not about
that's
that.
That's dope, man. That's definitely some fire Jay. Shit, man. Nice pictures you putting on for the gram.
What you getting into over the weekend, man?
Nothing compared to that, brother. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. I watched a couple movies, man. I'm still in there in Succession on HBO. I got hit up a couple of times about Succession. Yes, I watched that. Yes, it's fire.
Let's not say it's fire if it takes 9 episodes to get good.
It took seven episodes, and it's really good.
Well, we got a long leash for Succession.
I'm going to start a group chat just for Succession. Y'all look for that on Twitter.
You'll
or
be
Facebook
doloing that motherfucker.
Like that. Other than that, man, caught a couple of movies, chilled out, just waiting.
Did you see Sorry to Bother You?
Not yet. I just got my movie pass.
Bullshit.
Just got my movie pass, so I may check that out this weekend.
I need other people to go see that so I can have somebody to talk about that with, other than my guy. I know my guy Chaz tired of talking to me about the shit.
Yeah, we went. Shout out to Stone Mountain Trip this weekend. Derb went with us.
My guy.
He told me about it. He said it was pretty good.
Shout out to my guy 1307 Friday too for that Veggie Kravitz. Good look.
1307 Friday. That's
nice.
Oh yeah.
Big dog show today. My boy Drake is still running the summer with his In My Feelings challenge. He will continue to run the summer. He's the MVP of rap for 2018 so far. He's like, killing shit, man.
It's like LeBron with an MVP, though. It really don't matter.
it really doesn't matter. No,
like, we expect you to do this, man. Come
fuck
on.
Fuck out of here. But before we get to that, we've got other news to talk about.
What we got?
Your guy, Tekashi 69, is in the news again. This time, he was arrested for assault. Let me paint the picture, man. There was a meet and greet going on in Houston with Tekashi 69 and Ugly God. You didn't make it to that?
Who goes to a meet and greet? Ugly God.
16-year-olds apparently go, and one in particular went, and he ran up to Tekashi 69 with the camera in his hand yelling, "Look, there goes the rapist."
Wow.
Then he tried to take off, but not before Tekashi choked up the 16-year-old, which was recorded by onlookers. He was arrested and charged and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Is the shtick for Tekashi finally coming to an end, or is this just more pub, which equals good pub?
This is more fuel to the fire. This is more gasoline, and it's only going to shine brighter. I didn't know the dude ran up to him and said, "Here's the rapist." That's pretty funny. Tekashi 6ix9ine, we've called him the king or master troll. So if he can't take one of his fans coming up to him and trolling him, then he really should stop doing what he's doing. But since he's not, he got to be able to take that on the sleeve. I was disappointed in, I know I say this a lot on here, but the crew, the people that are with Tekashi 6ix9ine, that felt like, hey, it's okay to let the breadwinner, the moneymaker, the person who's signing our checks, go after a 16-year-old Asian kid
who looks like
he couldn't harm a fly. No disrespect to that kid, but if I'm Tekashi 6ix9ine.
He didn't like a threat.
Not a threat at all. Yeah, so me jacking him up, me talking crazy to him, hey, that's going to get me in the situation that I'm in. He could have handled this a lot better.
Yeah.
Walked up to him, got a bigger fan, got him to be a bigger fan. Say, hey, man, can you take that down? I'll take a picture with you, whatever you may need. I'll give you a couple racks. Let's go in one of these stores. I'll buy you some shoes, a shirt. I'm better than that. I'm better than you running up to me saying that about the picture. He could have handled that much better.
Yeah, and when Tekashi grows up in about 10 years, then maybe he'll play that situation like that if he's still relevant.
It's going to be too late then. I promise
you. He was arrested, charged with misdemeanor assault, bonded out for about $5,000. First of all, I'm super over this dude. I've been over him for the last three incidents. You would think that the Chicago incident where it was filmed, well, the security cameras caught him with his whole, like, I'm in Chirac, I'm in O'Block. But it turned out he was there for about 20 seconds, hopped in a car and sped off at 3 a.m. in the morning. You would think after that that the hype and the news cycle would die down with this dude, but it doesn't. People were still excited to see this photo. It got this video got shared a bunch of times. TMZ picked it up. This is a small deal. This means nothing. This will be fixed with an autograph picture for this 16-year-old. He don't give a shit.
It means nothing in a sense, but also to the larger picture. This reinforces the narrative to a generation that 6ix9ine is talking to as to there are no consequences for your actions.
Facts.
So this happens to him. He gets charged. He goes to jail. Because he has good lawyers and good money, they get him out in a day.
True.
Not only do they get him out in a day, they have him in protective custody when he's in jail so he doesn't have to suffer the consequences of the false flagging and the fake gang stuff. They sit you up there with the sick and the people who need to be protected as well. Then he gets out, and in my opinion, it's going to, like I said, put more fuel to the fire. He's operating under this narrative that I can't be touched. And when the lawyers come through and get him out of jail in a day, get him in protective custody when he's in jail, and he ain't got to pay for any of these actions, it's going to reinforce what he's doing. You're going to get something even worse than this, I think. And it's not going to catch up with him. Like, his karma is not going to come from jail. It's not going to come from the 16-year-old boy. He's going to be operating, like you said, 8-10 years from now when he's not as famous, not as popular. And something is going to happen to him.
If he doesn't change his shit.
He can change, but this is still going to come back. Like, all of this stuff is going to come back. He can change all he want to, but he put it out there already. And it's unfortunate that it's going to happen. But
see, I thought the lesson was to be learned from the other side. from the 16-year-olds who want to run up to people and yell out shit and then run off on camera.
That trolling
in real life will get you choked up. That's the lesson that I saw that people need to pay heed to. Like, nice try. You got your little Snapchat running. You wanted to run up, say something real slick, and think you was going to run off because you're there with your family and shit. Motherfuckers don't care who you with. You get yoked up in front of your mama, in front of your daddy, in front of your brother and your sister, and nothing happened, dude.
But now he IG famous, and he's internet famous, though. Yeah, this kid probably
got 6 minutes.
100,000 extra followers. Oh, that's the kid that ran up to Tekashi. So, you know, he might have gotten what he wanted out of it. But I do get your point.
And he had the choke marks on his neck.
I'm suing the shit out of Tekashi for that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm suing shit out of you for that.
I need at least 100 racks. Ooh. Fuck the 100,000 followers. Nigga, give me the 100 racks.
Right, exactly.
man, next up, Kanye West, my boy, is back at it. Him and Dennis Rodman are now BFFs.
That sounds like a crew you could get down with.
Ain't no
you, Kanye, and Dennis Rodman in North Korea.
It'll never happen. and it looks like they may be collaborating on wax soon. Kanye tweeted out a picture of a signed Rodman jersey, big up in the Hall of Fame basketball player. Rodman then suggested that he and Kanye make a song together promoting world peace. Let me quote this. Quote from Rodman. Let's me and you do a track together, man, about world peace, about leaders of love, baby.
Fire.
He also invited Ye to North Korea with him next time to visit Kim Jong-un. My question is, if you were Ye, would you take him up on the song and the trip?
Why the fuck not? Hey, man, you already out here with the MAGA hat. You already have lost your mind completely. Let's go on and go for the gusto and put Dennis Rodman on the track. Do it in North Korea. Let Kim Jong-un intro the track.
God.
Like, go all the way out. Like, if you're going to do the trolling shit that you did to promote your album, don't shy away from it now. Don't not be a free thinker now, Kanye West. Let's hear the Dennis Rodman track.
Nah.
Let's hear it.
He's not a musician.
Let's do it. It's free thought. Donald Trump on that too.
No. If I'm Kanye West, that was the last time I'm talking to Dennis Rodman. When he suggested, hey, let's do a song, the number you have dialed has been disconnected. That's the exact thing that Rodman is going to hear next time he calls my number.
That's what happened, man, when you float all this bullshit out here. Other crazy people start to think that you're serious, like Dennis Rodman. He's crazy for real. And he think Kanye West is crazy like him, when Kanye West is a different kind of crazy.
I mean, look, the autographed jersey, all that was hard. You know what I'm saying? That's the Chicago connection. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Bulls joint, that shit was hard. And Kanye seeing the opportunity for press, he might do the trip.
The track.
He's not doing a song, though. He's not playing about the music
shit.
He ain't
doing Doopity Scoop with Dennis Rodman.
That song was actually kind of banging, though.
Stop. Man,
The Doopity Scoop, the Poopity Scoop beat was hard, though. Y'all go back and listen to that.
It would be even more fire with Dennis Rodman on it.
What the fuck is Dennis Rodman going to do on it, man? Why would he suggest that?
Dennis Rodman going to do the same thing for Kanye West. They're putting on a MAGA hat does, that dating Kim Kardashian does. Like, I really wouldn't be surprised if he wanted to go to North Korea. This is what Kanye West do. Like, he loves this, dude. This is what it's all about for him. The more people that are talking about him, the more mouths that he's in as far as his name, pause.
Sure.
He's definitely, I think, got to be considering this.
Like, he would consider the trip. He would.
But you got to do the track for the trip.
Then he ain't going.
We can swap it out.
Then I ain't going.
I do it. Like,
that's not a swap.
You know how big it would be for Kanye West to go to North Korea.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he would do.
So to swap
that.
Out the Doopity Scoop track for that, he doing that.
Would you?
Yeah. Just to go to North Korea, because no one is big. Like, that would kind of add to the lure that he's trying to build, as far as I'm one of a kind musician and I'm this and I'm that. That would add to the lure of being able to go there if he actually would have a conversation with this dude, and all of that being based off the music that he's created and fashion and stuff of that nature.
No, don't do that.
Just the music.
Don't cheat him any kind of way. Kim Jong-un got some Yeezys. Believe that.
He probably, because they made them over there for free. So he had to get them. But from being a producer that started in Chicago doing three beats a day for three summers or whatever the line is, to be someone who goes, and I ain't saying he has to speak diplomatically or anything like that, but just to be able to go a place that no one else really can go.
Other than Rodman.
Yeah, that's dope. That's fly.
I wonder if Kim Jong-un, does he speak English? I don't follow none of this shit.
I don't think so. Okay. He had a translator when him and Trump was talking.
Okay. I don't know enough to know what the positive spin would be to go and visit him. I don't follow that particular situation. But I know the magnitude. I know his face will be plastered everywhere on the news, on all outlets. And Kanye is super here for that, though. That's going to be everywhere from Entertainment Weekly to fucking Fox News, CNN, anything, all of that. Right. So count him in for that. We'll never hear that song, thank God. He may take a Rodman quote. He might can find a dope quote on YouTube and put it over in front of a beat.
100% can find a Rodman interview to use.
That'll be hard. I'll take that. I didn't do that. But Rodman, though, look at that. Look at Rodman. Look at his face.
Look at Kanye. Look at his hair. Look at his clothes.
Don't do that.
Come on. Don't do that. Right up the same alley. I could see it when he say Rodman is motivation. Next thing you're going to see Kanye in that wedding dress. Shout out to Dennis Rodman.
Fuck out of here. He went too far. He got a signed jersey and thanked him on Twitter, and now you think he want to do a fucking EP with him. That's going to be the next 7-track album, Dennis Rodman? Tough. Like, stop.
Crazy is as crazy does.
I want to hear that shit. Wait,
before we get off of that, okay, just talking about Kanye, you excited about the new Chance?
I don't like Chance. I'll listen, but I don't like him, though.
All right, so.
Wait, is it just Chance or is it both of them, like on some Cuddy?
It's supposed to be a Kanye type thing. But I mean, he's just producing it. But here's my beef, my problem. Chance is performing at the Special Olympics in Chicago.
Okay.
The release date coincides with the Special Olympics performance and inauguration. And at some point in time, somebody got to call Chance on this bullshit. Like, it's just too nice. Like, nobody.
Now
like,
he's too nice.
Yeah, ain't nobody buying that you tying your whole rollout and stuff to the Special Olympics, like, inauguration in Chicago. I just don't believe it. So,
that's
like,
a smart play. That's a smart play, Chance. He's going to be running for office soon, but he has to play
it just
like
don't
this.
Come off as authentic to me at all. So, but go ahead.
He did tweet out, sorry, no album this week. Definitely been in the studio.
Who, Chance?
Yeah. So. There will be something, we just don't know when. Yeah, I seen that Special Olympics 50th anniversary concert.
Yeah.
Usher will be there. Smokey Robinson will be there.
See what
the fuck?
Saying? See what I'm saying?
That's weird.
I'm not rolling out my album for like an inauguration concert where Usher and Smokey Robinson is going to be there.
That's strange.
So,
moving on, man. Another move that some people thought was strange, R&B singer The Dream has inked a deal with Hypnosis Songs Fund Limited to sell off 75% of his music catalog for a cool price of $23 million. The deal includes 302 songs. Is this a smart or a dumb move by The Dream?
I think this is a very smart move, and it goes to where music is going. Not just you getting a record deal, not you being able to distribute your songs, but owning your songs. And what this deal consists of is the songs that Dream owns that he's able to sell to this investment company, they will give him kickbacks for as many times as it's played throughout the history of the song. That's primarily what's going on here.
Now, they get that. Yeah, they get
paid.
No
they
more.
Get paid. Excuse yeah. me. They get paid for, you know, when the songs are played, right?
So
he gets
the
$75 million
up concerts.
For it. So any stream, any way that the song is played, they get paid for it. I think it's a good investment for rappers that own their own catalogs because it gives you another option as opposed to being signed on a label. And the more promo that can get done for your stuff, whether it be using movies or video games or commercials or things of that nature, that's going to broaden your appeal not only to fans, but for your pocketbook now.
Now, I had several questions when I saw this. My number one question was, what songs were included in this 302? Are we talking Rihanna Umbrella? Is that in there?
I don't think that's his song, though.
He wrote it.
Well,
Beyonce owns, Single Ladies?
Well, he owns a percentage of those songs. So he can sell his percentage of the song.
So that's what I'm saying. Justin Bieber's Baby. Nigga, these are huge songs.
Right.
In the lifetime of these, you're not making $23 million? Like it's this classic, do you make the move for the bag today?
Right.
Or do you sit and hold for the long-term play where the bag may be doubled at?
I think Dream's stand is, especially since we've heard him talk in interviews, he's a very confident guy, right?
Very cocky.
Confident, cocky, whatever you want to call it. But I do think that he's under the thing like, well, I made one hit, I could make another hit.
Which he can.
Yeah, he think that, and I'm not saying that he doesn't, but there's another umbrella in his bag. There's another whatever it may
single
be in
ladies.
His bag. Exactly. He's going to be able to roll those out and come back for $46 million for 37% next time.
Right.
That's what I think.
If he did this deal for $23 million and he kept those huge records like that, he's a savage. And I don't even know if he owns any of that, but I'm just assuming, just for the point of conversation, that he wrote them, he owns them. Let's just say he does. If he sold this and kept those, he's a beast. Now, if he had to include those in there, then I'm looking at him a little differently. Then I'm looking at him like maybe he needed the bread.
I don't think.
You don't think so?
Not the dream.
If he included the biggest records.
Oh, if he included those biggest records, then he just got some bad advice from somewhere. If the dream selling 302 songs, then I'm keeping at least my five biggest hits, because I know, like you said, I'm gonna make them $23 million in 5 to 20 years, however that may be. Forbes had a great article about this. It's called "Is Now Really the Best Time to Invest in Music?" And you can go to hypnosis.com, HIPGNOSIS, and it will walk you through how to invest in music. The average buy-in right now is about $2,300, and okay. It's a long-term investment for your portfolio. So look and see if they got songs or artists that you would like to invest in, and you could do so.
Yeah, we reported on that a while ago, that you were going to be able to have the opportunity to buy or to invest in music and particular songs. So that's kind of dope. Listen, that's a big look for Hypnosis. Whoever the fuck they are, that's going to be a big look for them. This is a big catalog, big records we just named off. Dream has number one records in 20 countries. So he's got a hell of a resume. I want to know what Jay-Z thinks about this.
I was just about to say, who's the rapper that this is going to happen to first? But we have to exclude Jay. You think M?
Remember? I think that already happened. Really? I think he did some of the songs. Oh. Just a few. It wasn't nothing just bananas. But if I remember correctly, when we talked about this before, Eminem was one of the artists that was like, he was putting up some of his records.
You know who this could be major for? Like, give them a second life?
Who that?
Wayne. If Wayne could get that music that Universal doesn't own from all of those mixtapes, and he could do a repush on those, start using them for
do a greatest hits.
yeah, he could do a greatest hits, or he could lease out those songs maybe to use in movies or video games if you're doing like a whatever old school track or whatever it may be. But if Wayne were able to monetize those old at mixtape run and sell that part of his catalog for like a resurgence and pump some money into him, I think it'll be a dope move for
I would him. Only sell if I didn't think I was missing out on much.
I think I'm talking about the mixtape catalog. If he were able to monetize, not the Jack beats or whatever, he able to monetize those original mixtape songs and sell them to them, and then do some type of promo or push or a campaign to get those songs used in places, I think that'll be a good second life for him. Because a lot of that music, some people didn't hear if they weren't on the mixtape scene.
$23 million is a lot to make on one signature. So, you can't be mad at him. That's a lot of money. That ain't nothing to sneeze at, especially if you know what you're doing and you plugged in with I'm assuming the Rolodex that Dream has.
Yeah.
If he wanted to flip a million here and a million there, he shouldn't have a problem.
Yeah,
he could just call Jay, Ross, Lenny S.
He ought to have a Beyonce favor, a Rihanna favor, a Jay-Z favor all in his back pocket.
I want to know what Jay think, man. I wish you could ask people. Like, we're not going to get an answer from some of the big. And I'm talking about like Puff, Jay, like people who are at the boardrooms pulling the trigger on these big deals. Like, what do they think about this? 75% of your catalog is a lot.
It is. It is a lot.
When he got 50 songs left that he owns? Yeah. Like, that's a big deal. Like, real quick before we move on, Slim Thug said that he owns the masters to one of his albums.
Mm-hmm.
The Boss of All Boss album that came out in 2008, 2009, and it had I Run the Streets All Night. Had that song on there. He said that song, from the masters and the money that he makes off that, pays for everything today. In 2018, dude, one Slim Thug album. So you're telling me
that 75% of games is worth
Dream. Why you keep calling them games?
Why the fuck I keep calling them
that? Shit. They don't even look alike.
They must be related.
So you're telling me you're selling that off? And if you follow Slim Thug, like, he eating good.
Yeah, he is. Slim Thug is definitely doing well for himself. He just copped a new Monte Carlo on his IG that's killing.
See what I'm saying?
With that being said, I kind of think it's a different scenario for someone like Slim Thug and someone like the Dream, because if I'm the Dream, like I say, my pen is immaculate. So I'm under the impression that I got a lot more hits left in me. And I don't even think he like well in his 30s. He a young guy. Slim Thug, on the other hand.
Dream 40, I believe.
Oh, really? Damn.
Yeah, I think so.
Benjamin Button ass. Slim Thug, on the other hand, though he's a great artist, his pen ain't, you know, nothing to write home about, but he's good.
The Dream got hella kids, too, though.
Oh, okay. That's that damn
good. So, like, that's it. Nigga.
A $23 million influx is, anybody could take that. But just the difference between those two, I would think Slim Thug don't have the potential down the road to make another I Run as to where Dream can make Umbrellas in His Sleep.
Dream has 8 children.
Jesus Christ.
So them 23 might have came in handy like a motherfucker.
Taxes probably need to be paid.
That might just only be about 3 M's at the end of the day. Yeah, well, but on your masters, man, everybody listening, the young people out here, man, everybody has said that P,
yep.
J, Slim Thug, own that shit if you can. Take less money up front to own your shit because you'll make it in the back end.
Yep.
Last but not least, before we get to this music break, Pusha T, he's crossed over into the digital world with a new app called Hair or Air. H-E-I-R. With the app users will be able to vote on hip hop tracks, upvoting them with a fire emoji or downvoting them with the skull and crossbones. Mm-hmm. And voters can earn digital currencies called Crown. Mm-hmm. You can use those currencies to gain exclusive access to artist events and stuff like that. Do you see this app taking off?
I do see this app taking off, and I was all ready to come on here and praise it and wanted to give the props to Pusha T for bouncing back and having these business moves in the midst of this Drake title storm. And, you know, saying Pusha T is maintaining his, and regardless of what people are trying to say, he's still doing it. And then I go to sign up for Air.
Yep.
There's no app in the app store.
Oh, shit.
Went to the website on the desktop. Can't join now. Not to mention it's very poorly put together as far as when you scroll up and down. So I love the idea.
Okay.
The rollout, the execution could have been a lot better. Like I don't know what they doing in good music with their product, rolling the albums out, dropping stuff. But
merch. I don't know where my merch is.
They need some new project managers.
Yeah.
They need somebody to help them get this shit organized, because this is a great idea from Pusha T. It kind of takes SoundCloud and one of my favorite social media apps, Reddit. And it adds those two together, and you're able to actually feel like you got stake in the game. And what you can do is use those Crown. People are like, well, what am I going to use Crown cryptocurrency for? Great question. Mm-hmm. You can use that to actually meet people that are of higher elk in the game, executives, A&Rs, and you can use that to actually have a one-on-one conversation with them. And if you got music you want them to listen to or whatever it is that you're doing or trying to promote, you can use that as a buy-in to get their ear.
Hmm.
So that's pretty dope. That's a pretty dope idea. Just the execution of it is like, come on, man.
The execution's some slaw. They need Marcus Lemonis. They need the Prophet to come through and fix that shit.
100%.
If y'all don't watch that, please watch that on CNBC. That shit fire. My question, I'm going to ask the same question I usually ask with new apps, because this shit go over my head. Mm-hmm. What's the point? Like, you going on there and you like a song with the fire emoji, and then you dislike a song.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? Like, what are the songs, where are they coming from? Are people uploading this, like, independent artists?
It's sort of be like SoundCloud. Like,
can't you already like shit on SoundCloud?
Yeah, but you don't get no payback from it. So if you are liking stuff that is other people are liking, and that stuff that you like gets upvoted, so the more people that like it,
okay,
after you like it, shows that you have a good ear for music.
So that's how you get the currency.
That's how you get the currency. Just like, well, you're not on Reddit. So just like with Reddit, if there's an article that's good and you upvote it, more people will see the article and you get more credit to your name on Reddit. So you can't just be like on there liking. You can't just be on there liking random shit, like just put all your music on there liking and people call you a credible source. Your profile won't be that good on there. So the more stuff that you like, the more credible you become, and then you're able to get people to send you that music, you put it out there and stuff of that nature.
Well,
it's like the A&R.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt, because honestly, every time I hear an app, dude, so I'm just gonna stay in the motherfucking house. Like, okay, like, I don't think any of that should be sounding good in theory, then it works, dude.
Right.
Oh, I'm finna just get in a stranger's car, he gonna take me where I wanna go? Like, no.
Some random person gonna bring me my food?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? No, I don't want no strangers dropping my goddamn pizza off.
Yet here we are using Uber and Uber Eats.
I use all three of them. Uber Eats, and Airbnb.
DoorDash. All of it.
I'm going to let strangers stay in my house. Fuck. Like, if somebody would hit me with that, I'd be like, man, fuck out of here. Ain't nobody biting with that shit.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But then, like you say, when we get this dude on here who's upvoting shit and he find the next four hits, you're like, damn, why didn't I think of that? So.
Yeah, so I'd give him the benefit of the doubt, man. Interested to see what that's going to look like moving forward.
I think it's a good move for Pusha, though. Bigger names need to be tied into it or something like that. Like, there needs to be something more to it, especially if the execution is going to be. Like, I'm willing to wait.
Yeah, for sure.
If I know that, like, big names are tied into it and it's going to be dope when it launched. But right now, I'm skeptical. Like, this site sucks.
Have fun with that, though.
Right.
All right, man. Let's hit this song break real quick. This one comes from Star Lito. Shout out to the home team. He's got a new project called At War With Myself 2.
T-O-O.
It's a joint on there called Crying In My Car. Got to hear what this sound like.
Got you crying in the car. Wish I could rewind it back when times went so hard. Trying to remind myself that I done came so far. So much on my mind and plus I'm blinded by my heart. I can't even lie, my feelings hurt. I just wanna hurt some feelings. I don't know a worse of feeling. I can't go to church for healing. So I use my First Amendment. Took about 30 minutes. Wrote this verse, and I mean every word that's in it. These streets don't love nobody till you get murdered in them. I'm always nervous, I'm still serving with a verdict pending. The first will be here before I know it. I gotta hurry up and get it, yeah. And being broke give me allergic symptoms. If I sit still, then I get motion sickness. Emotional roller coaster, trying to hold it in when I pose for pictures. I ain't the only one, we all got issues. Smoke a lot of weed, but I'm proud to say I'm finally out prescriptions. About to start back hooping, I spent too much time running all these pistols. Sweat the alcohol out my system. Think through all decisions. I speak with all this wisdom, but it's deep, I'm all conflicted. Sometimes I wanna disappear to see if y'all just
miss.
Got too crying in the car. Wish I could rewind it back when times went so hard.
Alright, man, that was Star Lito. Crying in the car. How you feel about that?
Car, that was banging right there. I like that. Lito always gonna give you some great interest and real life perspective.
Yep, some good introspective shit right there. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking with that. I felt them on that old grown man raps right there. Tough.
There's some rumors out there.
Really? As to what signing. That's in reference to?
No. Oh. We ain't gonna go there.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But as far as him signing the deal.
Oh, shit.
I hear that QC may be in the pipeline for Lito.
That would be dope.
I think that makes sense for them. He would be kind of like an older rapper to what they got going on. He would be more like a conscious underground rapper for their label. You don't like that for him?
I like where he at. Making moves on his
own. Do you
like
where he at with QC? Like adding QC to that mix?
I feel like they're going to try to auto-tune his voice and make him make hits and shit, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, because that's where, if you look at their roster, they're predicated on club hits.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I say. I think that he may be a cool,
like a balance.
Yeah, like alternate to start expanding their roster, like they try to do with City Girls and stuff.
Nah, I can respect that. That'll be dope.
Okay.
Whatever, man. It's a W at the end of the day.
Yeah. Shout out to Lito, man.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to this work challenge, man. In My Feelings challenge is going crazy right now. Thanks to the homie. What's his name? Shiggy.
Man, what's up? Before we get into this, what's up with that Finesse shirt? Is that real?
Yeah, that's hard.
That's hard.
Oh, my God. That's a clothing line.
That's some slow.
Nah, that's hard.
With the blanked out Tennessee?
Tough. They do it with different colleges. And they got the blanked
different
out
spellings or something?
Yeah. I mean, they just blanking out different words that have different sayings. It's kind of dope.
What's
though.
Another one?
Michigan State.
And what'd it say?
Fuck. I can't remember what it
y'all
said.
Y'all send me some pictures of that, man. I need to see.
Y'all went to their account.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, this shit kind of dope. All right. And he make them by hand. He or she, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I ain't hating on it then. Y'all,
you sound like you was hating on
it. I was fed to. Nah, because I thought it was like some NCAA license shit. If it's somebody doing it on their own,
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I just thought NCAA was like shucking it out.
NCAA going to be on his ass, though.
Oh, they coming. They definitely coming.
Believe
Cease
that.
And desist is on its way.
But nah, I like the concept though. Shout out to them. $250 a pop. He gonna eat off that.
They better eat now. Forever hold their peace.
Nigga arm better. He better have carpal tunnel in his hands, man, nigga. But yeah, shout out to Shiggy. Jumped out the car, did the dance to the In My Feelings, and now it's a challenge. Now it's a thing. Now it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can't escape it. I saw Odell Beckham doing it. I saw Ciara doing it.
Well, him and Odell and Shiggy are friends, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's good friends with Odell Beckham. He did it around Odell, and Odell went and did it in the car on his IG, and that's how it blew up.
Yeah,
that's
for
the
sure.
story.
I saw a couples. Well, first of all, I've seen 100 of them, because if you go down your search timeline in Instagram, every other post was a challenge.
Kiki, do you love me?
Banging song too. God. Fire song, my boy. Run in the summer, whether you like it or not. Pusha T got apps that don't work, and my boy got hits. Charting the goddamn charts, goddamn it!
Pusha T doing what he been doing.
Shit,
Drake doing what he been doing.
No, but are challenges good or bad for if you're Drake and you see this challenge taking off? Are you looking like, oh yeah, I'm with that? Are you looking like, oh, hold on, chill out?
All of this is house money if you Drake, because you got the $1 billion marketing plan. You got everything lined up, and it usually works. The formula's good over there in the OVO camp. Never hated on that, and respect how they move as far as the rollouts and the buzz that they get behind their records. But when you can get something to take off organically this way,
yeah,
oh, that's win. That's house money. Now I don't even have to roll out the single that I was gonna roll out with Michael Jackson. and I can just sit on that until it get a little cooler outside and people want to hear that type of music. And I can do the, like, he's going to ride this challenge until the end of the summer, at least. Like, this is the song of the summer, would you agree? And it's primarily based off the challenge.
Yeah, because it wasn't a single.
Yeah.
Like, it's like number 10, and it's in the middle of a disc two of a double disc.
No one listened to. So, if you are Drake, are you paying Odell for this? Like, Odell got to get some little bread off
it. Nah, they said he broke off the buddy, though.
He needed to. Shiggy definitely. I think he gave him $250.
Wow.
$250. That's, I mean, come on.
That's a lot of bread, though. I mean, you know, relatively speaking.
Yeah, Drake, he should have made that off streams that week.
That night.
Yeah, shit. Here you go, bro. Like, that like, it's different for someone like Shiggy who goes out to do the dance and you get, like, he does have a million Instagram followers.
Yeah, now he popping, though.
Shitting on this
dude.
Yeah, but once Drake get a hold of it, it's something different. And I think it's worth $250, especially if I'm Drake. Like, that's worth $250 for me.
Yeah, and it makes you look like, bro, that's the PR team that you just spoke about.
Yeah.
You do that to look good on the PR team. Remember when, what's my man? I don't know the dude's name, but he did the patties, the cakes for Patti LaBelle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the pies.
It was in Walmart and shit.
Yeah, tough. And he did the review and the cakes took off.
Uh-huh.
And they were looking at Patty like, damn, you ain't going to do nothing for the young dude? Like, he done took your shit off.
Right.
So they looked at her kind of sideways at first when she wasn't doing nothing. So this how you get ahead of that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Go take a picture. Fly dude out to wherever you was at.
Uh-huh.
Take a picture. Break him off a little piece of change that's going to be a lot to him but may not be shit to you.
Yeah, because that's the new market. And what people are interested in nowadays is more so than the commercial. People want to see it in actuality. Like, I want to see you use this authentically. Like, the dude with the cakes, like what you said, the dude Jiggy getting out doing this dance.
Yep.
It was like a authentic reaction. It wasn't nothing like choreographed with Drake. Let's do this video. it's better when it come off authentic. Like going to another challenge, like the mannequin challenge,
for sure.
Like, I don't even know how the little Paul. Like, how did this start when they was doing it? You know,
some high school students in Jacksonville.
Okay,
they just were like, let's see if we can hold our poses
for the longest.
And, yeah, see how long we can do it. And it caught on fire when people started doing it to the Black Beatles song, and then Ray Shremmer did it, and that's all she wrote.
It was over.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton did it.
That was one of the bigger ones.
That's a fact.
And that song was so good. The song was so good.
Paul McCartney did it.
Who did?
Paul McCartney. It's an original Beatle. So that listen, for your streaming sales, these challenges can work wonders.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's the problem, though.
Okay.
You're not afraid of that running your song into the ground?
In today's society, no. And I will point to Gucci Gang.
Mm.
2 minute, 30 second song. He says 14, 15 words. And instead of you being tired of it when it goes off, for the kids that listen to it being tired of it when it goes out, they play it again.
You want
to
hear it again.
Yeah. And it's, I think, because of the repetitiveness of the song, it's not a lot to unpack there. And it's fun. It's fun to listen to that over and over if you want to hear that. So I think that the way the songs are played nowadays, like you said, streaming, and they trying to make these challenges dope for the IG, and you completely paying shit over and over, I don't think people are going to get tired of it. Me and you, maybe.
Right.
Like, I'm tired of the new challenge of Drake shit. I don't want to see that. If I never see that again, I'm good.
See what I'm, that's my point, though. The album been out
2 weeks.
But
it ain't for us, though. That's not for us. It's for the kids to go out there and have fun and jump out of their car and fall while the shit's still driving because they don't know how to ghost ride the whip. Like, it's for them.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. I don't think it does do any bad to answer your question as far as running into the ground.
And then it just exposes your song to a bigger audience. Mm-hmm. I saw the news channel, whatever, in Texas or some news crew God, did it.
They doing it on SportsCenter.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, they doing it on SportsCenter.
I don't believe
the
that.
The Kiki, are you with me? Charlamagne did it. Mm.
Will Smith bodied it though.
Nah, but they, hey, hands down. Will Smith might be the coach. Will Smith has came. He number one on IG.
He gotta be. He IG MVP this year.
Easily. It ain't even close. He took the crown from Plies. Plies had it.
Wait, what?
Plies had it. Don't 50, do Plies any kind of way.
50 was on him though.
That was after Plies. Plies is the original IG king.
Sweet Pussy Saturdays.
Tough. Plies made it cool to do the IG. Now everybody think they can do the little IG video where they just looking at their phone talking and everybody's not as funny as Plies.
Right.
So I get the original one to him.
Cardi B too. She was big on that too.
Yeah, she did. She definitely.
She was big on that. But this year is Will Smith and his In My Feelings channel. He leveled it up.
Yeah. If y'all haven't seen the Will Smith In My Feelings channel, he was in Budapest.
Yes. You stop right there.
Nigga went to the biggest bridge in Budapest, was overlooking the world, and did the In My Feelings dance
with the drone.
So yeah, shout out to Will Smith. But I think this takes the place of the single. Like, it shows the functionality of your song. Like, what are people doing while they're listening to your music? It's like a mutation of Twitter, a mutation of Facebook. What are you doing now? The status updates, if you can show something that goes along with your song, like the pause in part for the mannequin challenge, the dance with the Drake challenge, the running man challenge. Yep. All of that stuff gives your song a functionality. And then, like you said, people are going to repeat it, trying to duplicate what they seen someone else do on IG or what they seen you do on the video.
You just got to level up with the challenges, though.
You do.
That's all. Just do something different. Like, I ain't mad at it if you're doing something different, though. Like, if you're Will Smith in Budapest on a bridge.
Oh, that's fly.
That's killing.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, if you want to go to Pluto and do this shit in space, you shook it then. Like, but just level up. Just don't do it just because you're washed and your music is trash. So now you try to jump on a trend. It's going to look corny. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's shit going to look whack, man. But it's funny. When the news people do it, it's pretty funny. Because it looks like they're kind of poking fun at themselves.
That's
they know they can't
over,
dance.
Right? Like, once they get to the news, your shit is over.
Well, no, that's funny, though.
Okay.
Now, when 10 news stations do it, then yes, it's a wrap.
Like, when it's on Good Morning America.
That's doing too much. Yeah, they too late.
It's over. It's over. When you got Matt Lauer doing it,
it's a wrap. Only, you can only have room for one non-dancing group of white people to do it. It's funny at first. But when 6 or 7 do it, it's like, okay, it's a wrap.
Yeah, I do it.
Like, I don't need... people I don't know or don't care about doing it. I don't give a shit about that at that point.
Like the Bye Felicia. What's the Bye
All
Felicia?
That shit. It just gets ran into the ground. Social media makes it too easy for everybody to do shit. Yeah. So it's going to get ran into the ground. I still listen to the song. The song's still banging, though. What's another challenge? You said the Running Man challenge. That was big. That brought back Ghost Town DJs, my boo. That was from 94?
I think. That was it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't. What was that?
Oh, that ain't.
I don't know what it's that true. Is. Yeah, that's it right there.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Right. That was started by two high school students and made popularized by the University of Maryland basketball players. They was, of course, doing their little Running Man. Not the Running Man that we know. Mm. We know MC Hammer Running Man.
Yeah, that's only. I didn't know there was another one.
This is a different Running Man.
Okay.
Why did they do it to this song, though? Like, I'm sure the Ghost Town DJs appreciate
it. They stream money. That little stream money helped them a couple $1,000.
If they still own it.
One of my favorites was the So Far Gone Challenge.
So Gone?
So Gone Challenge.
Yeah, that was hard, though.
Yeah, that was hard. Because it gave you that moniker. Hey, who started that?
It got popularized by Chance. I don't know Chance, who the literal first person that do it, but it got popular because Chance was the biggest person to do it first.
Yeah.
And it took off from them.
It took off. And it's always cool when you get to see rappers outside of their normal elements doing a little freestyle. Like when Fab does these challenges, he murders it.
Because
you get those free balls, you know. So that's pretty dope.
Plus, that beat was hard, though.
That beat was fire.
That beat was hard as fuck.
You remember C-Murder rap, though, that?
I don't believe that.
Tough.
For the challenge?
Not for the challenge.
Or when it originally came out?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
Tough.
I know everything about No Limit. I don't remember him doing that.
I'm telling you. I'll send you the link. I'll put the link in the rap chat.
I mean, that was his gal, though.
Tough.
So, yeah, Monica, thanks you for those streaming checks. More recently, Who Run It That was a big challenge. 3-6. My boy G Herbo started that shit. My young boy out of Chicago.
G Herbo a good follower on IG too.
Is he? Tough. I don't even follow him. He's funny, man. Fuck with his music
him
and shit.
Him and his girl are funny.
Really?
Funny.
They just had a little baby, didn't they?
Yeah. Man, yeah. She a gangster too. I like her.
That 3-6 song was damn near 20 years old. Like, if you Google who run it, the first thing that pops up is G Herbo now.
Oh, really?
Tough.
Damn, you're right. Wow.
So, like, that show you, and a couple of other people, like, you know, they jumped on it trying to flip
Savage,
the beat.
Young M.A.
Yep.
Wasn't DJ Paul mad about this? Wasn't DJ Paul mad about people using 3-6? And, like, did he say, all y'all doing is saying shout out to it and paying homage that way when y'all ain't cutting no checks?
Well, it was partly, one, he wanted a check behind it, and two, people were being unimaginative with it. Like, if you're going to sample something, then put your sauce on it. Don't sample it and not do shit with it and just do what everybody else is doing. I think he was talking about that Yale Ho shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's probably what he was talking about. You know what I'm saying? You can't be mad because G Herbo just freestyled over the beat because he was at a radio station. They just happened to pick that beat.
Right.
And that beat still goes to this day.
People ran with it.
Yeah, so and other people jumped on it. Because he ripped it. Because he's G Herbo. He's the hardest out the shy. I called him. Tough.
He better than Lil Bibby.
Yeah. Lil Bibby hard too though.
I don't know about that.
Another one.
What you got?
Actually, that's pretty much the rap challenges. I think those are the biggest ones. Yeah, Drake has been the biggest artist with one though. Like from a rap standpoint. And you just hate that?
That's just because Drake is a bigger artist. I don't hate it. It's like Drake fans always want to point out the obvious. Oh, Drake had 1 billion streams. Of course he's going to have 1 billion streams if he's number, if Apple is putting him at the top of every playlist. Of course that's going to happen.
It would have been done before.
Oh my God. No, because no one has had the like backing that Drake has. Drake fans are y'all the worst. The absolute worst. Y'all worse than Bulls fans. Y'all worse than Laker fans, LeBron fans. Y'all worse than all of those.
Not worse than Cowboy fans.
That's not true.
The OG.
We got rings oh in God. Dallas. First to five. Let's go.
The OG challenge was planking, though. Let's never forget.
The planking challenge.
That's the OG social media challenge, dude. Planking, laying straight.
It is. Planking was funny, too.
That's not because people was doing it. But see, that's the thing, though.
Places. Yeah, when it's original, that's dope. It is dope. You might go planking on top of street signs and shit like that. That was fly. I ain't gonna lie.
But people, you can't just be planking on your floor.
Yeah, you're doing it in like, oh, I'm on my kitchen counter planking. Congratulations, motherfucker. Shouldn't that pinch of your group chat? We don't want to see it.
But you planking on Budapest on a bridge, nigga. You shook
that's
it.
That's fire. What was the one where people was, what was it, cinnamon or cayenne pepper challenge?
The cayenne pepper shit.
People was doing themselves in with that.
I never do that shit.
Never.
And the cinnamon too, though.
It was cinnamon and
body. Yeah. Cool, why?
The ice bucket challenge had all y'all out here celebrating and
everybody did
trying
that.
To do the MLS shit.
Yeah.
And nothing to do with black people.
That,
congratulations.
What?
You know, they were tight. It was a whole big thing behind that. You ain't never see that.
Yeah, but that's not a big thing though.
It was a big thing in like in different places. There were think pieces and everything about,
because them motherfuckers be bored. They make think pieces about everything. Why is the black olives in this can? Like, shut up. Everything can't be a think piece, dog.
Today, everything.
God damn.
Everything's a think piece today.
It's a challenge. It wasn't for black people.
So let me ask you this, getting back to the challenges.
Nigga, what was the planking challenge for, dude?
What artists do you think would benefit from a challenge more so now? One, it could help, and what type of challenge could it be?
Man, it's more benefiting the older people. Like, because what you do is you educate the youth. Like, for an example, with the Who Run It shit. Mm-hmm. Now you got people that are 19 and 20 going back and listening to 3-6 Mafia shit and realizing that the Migos weren't the first people with this flow.
They rap like that.
Yeah, so then you get people, educates people, and they don't speak ignorantly about errors that came before them, like Pac was some slaw or, like, you don't get dumb shit like that. You get people who get knowledge and get put up on game, man. So that cuts down on the ignorance from some of the newer, younger people that just don't know, and they talk out of turn. When you get the older challenges, dude, people learn and get put up on game. So I'm always here for shit like that.
Maybe we need to do a no limit challenge then. Get P back in these streets.
They should have done it with I'm gonna tell you when they had the opportunity when Problem did the Young Bleed shit. Huh? When he redid that Young Bleed.
Oh yeah, that was
how you do that.
Yeah,
that could, because people started to. That bubbled just a little bit, but that was probably the song to do it with.
A dope no limit challenge would be you need to take a picture of like one of them No Limit CDs. Not one of them like not Ghetto Dope or Last Don that everybody had. I'm talking about one of them slow ones like you had, like Skullduggery
or at all
Full Blooded. If you got those No Limit challenge, you take a picture of that CD. Take a picture that you bought that. That's the No Limit
challenge. I already won.
Oh man.
Believe
what else
that.
You got? Who you think would be good for a challenge? So P would be a good one because he old school.
That's a fact.
Something that will roll out.
And
plus
people need to know what P did.
Snoop could do a smoking type challenge.
You trying to get motherfuckers out here high and shit though? Snoop, we don't need no more new high niggas.
Trying to get people to no more new high niggas. That's probably the realest statement you ever said.
We
on
don't
the
need
show.
No need more new high niggas, dude. We got enough
new high people. Some slaw.
over or under 1.5 challenges to close out the year.
I'm going over. I think they're going to be a lot more. People love to try to do what Drake does, even though they know they're not on the same standing as him. So I 100% feel that people are going to try another little dance challenge to go with one of their songs. You're going to get that, and it's just not going to pop off. But they're going to be way more than 1.5, I think. What about you?
Nah, I'm going under.
Under? Drake killed it, you bodied it, he walked off?
Yeah. Listen, man. All right. It don't matter, man. Anything after Drake, it don't matter. Yeah, all right. Of course. Nah, but not many. We just sat here and named 5 for the last 10 years. So it's not as if they pop up every other week.
That's true.
They only have so many viral challenges.
They're big now since they So when they do happen, they are big, I guess.
that's going to be the last one for the year. Trust me. Yeah, that's it. Open
Nicki's
and shut
coming.
Case.
Now, Nicki going to have a challenge. Wow. That's 100% true.
I totally forgot Nicki had an album to drop.
Nicki's just been rough.
I swear I forgot about this.
Shout out to DP, man. The last Nicki fan holding it down out here. Your true barb.
That's my guy, man. Listen, man. Music break. Wiz Khalifa dropped an album kind of slick quietly last Friday. It's called Rolling Papers 2. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's a follow up to his debut album. He's got a joint on there called Be Okay. We're going to check it out, man. See if Wiz still got it.
It was 2009, and I was just getting home off tour, doing hella shows for my fans. And I could tell that everybody one more. I ain't never wait for nobody. We kicked through that front door and always did our own thing. Can't tell you niggas want a front for. We bought cones and stuff more. Past girls, you cuffed yours. Spend nights on the airplane, going too hard, like what for? And all I did was make time. But I ain't take none for myself. Just doing shit for everybody else. I ain't hardly even by myself. So, family tell me slow down. Still don't want me to burn out. Seen the end of this movie. They all know how it turns out. Say they all gon' still love me if I don't make another hit song. If I don't take time to embrace it, what's the point in doing this for? I'm packing up my bags. Book a night, another hotel. It's a lot that could go down. So I'm hoping everything goes well. I came into this game. Giving rules to you lames. Be the one that's holding you down. Try to count you out, it's a shame. And that's fucked up. But as long as I got my family and my niggas, everything will be okay. Be okay, be okay. And that's fucked up.
All right, man, that was Wiz Khalifa, Be Okay. How you feel about that?
That's pretty cool. Wiz missed the memo. We ain't doing 30 track albums no more.
Yeah, we are. Drake just dropped 25.
Oh, my God. It was one album. The B-side was a throwaway. he dropped 12 songs, dude. The other was bonuses.
That Wiz song banging and his album banging, too.
I got to listen to that Wiz. I haven't listened to the whole thing. I like that song, and I like Wiz Khalifa as an artist. Cushion OJ still his best shit, so I go check this out. I just can't do 25 songs.
And he shouldn't have done. It should have been cut down to. It should have cut about 5 or 6 off.
Yeah, I don't
straight.
Understand why people like.
It's numbers, bro. It's
but,
streaming.
Yeah, but still, it's numbers, and it's also about like you riding and catching your wave. I would rather cut my album down and create 2 waves as opposed to pushing all this out and doing 1. Like same thing with Drake. Like I can have the summer and the fall. Like if I drop that rap album in the summer, then I drop that slow album in the fall.
Well, then you wouldn't have had it in my feelings challenge going on right now.
That's true.
So you throw 25 shit out there to the wall and see what sticks. Because sometimes it ain't what you think it'll be. He thought it was going to be that Michael Jackson, but it ain't.
Yeah, nobody checking for them old Michael Jackson lyrics.
Vocals. That song banging too. Moving on. But I do like that Wiz though. More on that a little bit later. Quote of the week comes from your man, Young Thug.
Let's go.
The 26-year-old artist was on Instagram Live talking shit, cash money shit. He said, and I quote, "I'm the drip god. I created this shit. I made the way for young niggas to open up and be they self. I did this. I got crucified. They call me gay. They ain't call y'all niggas gay. I made y'all tighten y'all jeans up. I'm the wave god. I'm the master. I'm the founder. All right. Bold claims from Young Thug. This is the second week in a row that someone from Atlanta has claimed to be the grandfather of other rapper styles.
Yeah.
Future did it the other day.
Future's the grandfather of mumble rap. Now, Young Thug is the father of expressing yourself. Is that what we're
doing? I guess by clothes.
Okay. I'm not as mad at this as I've seen some people do, because he's got a point. People were doing this maybe before Young Thug, but I don't think
Lil B was.
Yeah, but he's not popular.
Shit.
Right? Like, Lil B is popular because of the pack, and he's popular on the West Coast. And then you got that Andy Milonakis wonton soup.
Swag like wonton soup.
Whatever, but he's not as popular, doesn't have as many popular songs as Young Thug. So when Young Thug started doing it, you did have a whole influx of rappers and like people in the streets that were wearing tighter clothes, the red shit in their hair, as far as men getting their hair dyed. I don't think the dress shit is caught on. I don't think it ever will. People aren't that confident in their sexuality, and especially if they ain't got a big check attached to it like he did. Like, Young Thug was fooling people at first, and they thought that it may have been he kind of strange, but he was just
out to bread.
Yeah. And then he was looking at, like, ain't nobody going to do nothing to me for wearing this dress. Like, I'm going to get this bag from it, and I'm still going to be me. So, like, I commend him for that. So, I think that he has a point in what he's saying.
Yeah, no, you have to give it to him with the swag. Skinny jeans. He's a skinny person, though. Like, it's different when somebody skinny wears skinny jeans. That, okay. It's when other people, when you see me with skinny jeans on, that's when it looks stupid.
Yeah, you ain't rocking
that. That's what I'm saying. I'm too husky.
You know what's
that.
Worse than the skinny jeans on people like that are husky now?
Right. What's that?
Niggas trying to wear them tight ass track pants, dude. Man, niggas,
that's just a very ass. Just cozy skinny jeans.
That's some slaw. Tight ass track pants. That's even worse than the skinny jeans, dude. But go ahead.
Yeah, nah, that's just some slaw. I can't do it. That's when it gets crazy. But that is influenced in some way, shape, or form by Young Thug. Like, nobody would necessarily admit it. Yeah. They wouldn't be like, oh, I got my style from Young Thug. Like, nobody would say that directly, but what happens is Young Thug comes out, does this, makes it look, air quote, cool to his fans. His fans emulate a lot of it, and then it starts to become the norm, and then you're like, damn, I'm still wearing cargo jeans, cargo shorts. Let me switch my shit up to what's new, and then you end up doing what Young Thug started. Yeah. So, that's basically how it it breaks down.
So New Age Jerk Boy disagreed with this. You know New Age Jerk Boy?
Nobody knows who New Age Jerk Boy is.
New Age Jerk Boy looked like that dude off The Purge. The last Purge that just came out. If anybody seen that, he looked like the crackhead off The Purge. And I don't understand why. Like,
what did he say?
New Age Jerk Boy said he was the first one in dresses. He was the first one painting his fingernails. He was the first one being called gay in question. Question about his sexuality, and he wants Young Thug to acknowledge that. I newsflash for you, young age jerk boy. No one cared, bro. Like, you're lucky that we're mentioning it on this podcast for content, but no one cared. This nigga got like fangs in his gold teeth, look like vampire teeth. Like, he's a weirdo.
Right.
Somebody had it perfect when they quoted this, and they said it with the whole little video. They said, are these niggas coming out of a portal from like another planet somewhere? Where are these niggas? This nigga got goggles on, a do-rag. Like, no one emulated that, bro. You seen Young Thug and turned it up another level, New Age Jerk Boy.
And I said that I wish I could find the clip when Young Thug first came on the scene. And I said, it's not going to be Young Thug. It's going to be everybody on there. It's going to try to level up on what Young Thug is doing. That's where it's going to be some slow.
It's going to get weird.
That's when it's going to get strange. And we've seen that now with rainbow colored hair rappers, people wearing red and dresses, holding the choppers. Yeah. Shit like that. Like, it's just, you're trying to get attention. You're battling for attention. And what can you do to stand out? That's all it is. Yeah. Well, Young Thug, it may be a little more natural what he's doing.
And he's a better artist than a lot of these people too. Regardless of what you think. And if you like him or not, Young Thug is a very popular artist.
So it's not over with for Young Thug?
No. I think, to be honest, he's about to hit the second phase of his career where, like, I think more people are going to start listening to his music. Like, he's going to start making music that you and I can listen to now because he's gotten older. When he said this, did you see the clip of when he said this or did you just read?
No, I just read it. I'm not watching that shit.
I've never seen him be that articulate, talk. Like, he was having a conversation with the flight attendant. I ain't never seen Young Thug do that, dude. So I think that he's getting to a place where he's able to talk more and even express himself more, and his music is going to be better because of that.
Good for him, man. You let me know what that new Young Thug, that Barter 7 sounds like.
Barter 7.
On Dicker of the Week, man, who we got?
Michael D. Quails. Full hope name. I'm pronouncing that last name, man. Y'all don't come at me for how y'all got y'all names on Facebook, dog.
Full name, man.
Like,
you
if
drop
y'all
whole
put
name.
Y'all full name on there, I'm reading it. Word to the wise, right? So, like, if you're in the rap chat and you're on Facebook under your full name, guess what? That's what's being read. With that being said, shout out to Michael D. Quails. Great suggestion from him. I posted my playlist, my lane, on there. Great suggestion from him. People posting their playlist specifically.
What did it suggest, motherfucker? You gonna say what he suggested?
If you let me get to shit. It before you cut me off, he suggested people post those playlists as far as music where they're from. And
oh, that's hard.
What's heavy in their area gives you the capability to be able to listen to stuff that people like in different areas. So I like that, Michael. And y'all go with the rap chat on Facebook and drop those playlists for us. We want to hear them.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, very dope, man. Thank you for being active, sir. Good looking. New music coming out this week. Oh, well, actually, new music already out.
Yeah.
Starlito at War with Myself 2. That's fire. I listened to it on the way home. It's dope. Ran that back 2 times. Okay. Wiz Khalifa Rolling Papers 2. That is also fire. I was shocked. I haven't liked a Wiz Khalifa album ever. I only fucked with his mixtapes. So I was glad to see that Wiz actually gave some decent material out for a major album. And he hasn't really done a lot of pub. Like, I think he did Breakfast Club after the fact. But there wasn't really a lot of gas behind this. And I'm glad he let the music speak for itself. As opposed to coming out and being like, oh, this is a classic. So just to get everybody listening and shit. Yeah.
And he did the surprise drop too, right? Did we know that was coming?
A couple days. He released the album artwork maybe a couple days beforehand. But yeah, pretty surprise joint.
Okay. All right. Also, before we get out of here, we want all of you guys that are active on Deckers, which we hope all of you are. We are nominated to do a live podcast here in Atlanta. October 5th through the 6th is the event at A Pod Connection in Atlanta.
Yep.
And we want you to go to their page, which I've posted all the information on my page. It's on the On Deck TV page. Go follow the directions and vote for us to be on the live podcast docket for their show October 5th through the 7th. All the directions are there and what you need to do. I think you got to follow them. They'll follow you back, and then you go and like our picture. Not anyone else's, but ours.
Yeah.
We're in last place right now, so we're looking forward to the On Deckers to get us up in the rankings. And so if we do get that live show, maybe we'll put something together, invite one On Decker down here and have
y'all come
to the show.
Why would that be in last place, though? Hold on. We got past round one, so technically
we're
not
in last place right now in the voting round. So we need y'all help.
At APod Connection. Mm-hmm. On Instagram.
APod Connection ATL.
Oh, excuse me. APod Connection ATL on Instagram. Like the picture that has our logo. You'll see it. You can't miss it. Mm-hmm. It's the same one that's on your listening thing right now.
Yep. So get us up there. And we do that live event. We'll have something special for the listeners, especially one special listener.
Absolutely, man. What you got on deck for this weekend?
I got to move. I got some moving shit going on, so that's pretty much taking up my time.
Moving on up, goddamn it.
What you got up?
Man, I'm chilling, dude. I'm still got jet lag, dude.
Catching back up from Paris.
Catching all the way back. Hey, man, hold on real quick before we get out of here. Mm-hmm. That World Cup shit? Mm-hmm. Like, you thought motherfuckers shake it like in Philly for the Super Bowl or Golden State or, you know, in the Bay for the... Man, that ain't shit compared to how they got down when they won that fucking World Cup, dude. I ain't seen nothing like it.
I would love to have seen that.
Dude, they were going so hard. Every restaurant was packed. People were sitting on the floor watching the games.
Oh, man.
Bullhorns, air horns, face paint, big-ass car flags, little-ass hand flags, medium-sized cape flags, honking horn. Mm-hmm. Every single person everywhere we went was on 10 about that fucking game, dude. I had never seen anything like that in my life.
Could you ever see yourself living abroad?
Nah, because then English not their first language. I can't live nowhere English not their first language.
Was it hard to communicate with people?
They knew a little bit. It wasn't just like, we went on another planet. If you couldn't find one person, you could find somebody else. But I just don't like that. I don't like the language barrier shit, and I don't feel like trying to learn French.
You know, Google coming out with the AirPods to translate as they speak.
Oh, that's hard.
So they had earbuds that, like, as they listen and they go in your ear. So I'd do it if I had those. I ain't gonna lie.
No, I still wouldn't live over there, though.
Maybe a year.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. And shit was expensive. Yeah, but I ain't.
I'd do it in maybe Jamaica or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. I'd do that for sure. But I'm not living in. But shit was so high in Paris, dude.
Yeah, like McDonald's was that much.
Dude, first of all, the McDonald's veggie burger was fire.
I don't believe that.
The veggie nuggets were fire.
Oh, my God. The we didn't ask you for your vegetarian breakdown, dude. Tell us how much the food was.
The 8-piece veggie nugget was 11 euros.
Damn.
Fuck. So that's about 12.
Is it because it was vegetarian? Shit,
I don't know.
Like,
why
what he meat?
Dude, we ate at a couple of restaurants. A Coke was $6.
Nah,
I swear. We would
definitely
we went,
not live in there.
And we went to more than one, and that was 6 euros. So that's really like 7 American. It's just stupid. Nah. No refills either.
Nah. Nope.
I said, God damn. But they kicked it though. They won that World Cup, nigga. Everybody in it was like the whole country had won a lottery at the same time.
That's hard.
Shit was crazy. But nah, I ain't doing a goddamn thing. I may go see Equalizer come out this weekend. I'll be there for that.
I got my movie pass. I'm gonna check it out.
Nah, you need to see the goddamn Sorry to Bother You, dude.
You see 3 a month, right?
You get 3 a month. Or you got the unless you got the unlimited joint.
Nah, definitely ain't doing that.
Yeah, I don't go to the movies like
that. We back at Stone Mountain this weekend too. May go to Kennesaw Mountain next weekend.
You live
y'all
at Stone
on that
Mountain,
side.
Dude. That's where you moving to, Stone Mountain? Damn.
You need it. You can maybe eat meat if you exercise.
You got a tent in fucking Stone Mountain?
We back out there at 10 o'clock a.m. this Sunday. Y'all come join us if you like.
I might pull up to that, man. Run that bitch backwards. Other than that, man, do us a favor. APOD Connection ATL. Go to that on IG. Like the picture with our logo.
Yep.
Then go to iTunes if you listen to it on an iOS device. Like, subscribe, and comment.
Yep. And what that does is that gets us in the conversation on iTunes and all the rest of the podcasts. That's where y'all start seeing more of us and getting more stuff from us. So go like, subscribe, leave a comment. Let iTunes know how serious we are.
We greatly appreciate it. You can listen to us on Spotify and iHeartRadio. Most importantly, tell a friend that listens to rap to fuck with the kids.
Cheer up.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.